Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. While it is true that different cultures tend to respond differently to the gospel, God often finds great glory in breaking into the hardest of people groups. Our guest speaker in this podcast, Michael Garamy, tells of his own conversion as well as his firsthand experience with miracles in the Muslim world.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, where I've had a privilege of getting to know a gentleman who is making a big difference. He's making a big difference among people that I think many of us might look at and think that it's impossible to make a difference. I don't want to steal his thunder, but his name is Michael Garamy, and I've invited him to share his story here on the podcast because, young person, I want you to know what he's going to tell you is going to be an encouragement to you, not just with what God is doing around the world, but with what He can do in and through you as well. So, Brother Michael, why don't you share your story?
Thank you, Brother Bobby. I'm so glad to be here with you today. And yes, my name is Michael Garamy, and I was born in Iran as a Muslim. And the Lord saved my soul after many years that I grew up in Islam, you know, practicing Islam and praying towards Mecca five times a day. And I never had peace, never, because religion doesn't give you peace and only gives you burdens and burdens, heavy burdens, and you can't carry. And I remember when I grew up as a Muslim, I was so busy with life and I wasn't able to pray five times a day. And for 2 years, I didn't pray. And I went to Australia. Somehow the Lord led me to go to Australia, to Sydney. And I lived there for 3 years. So for 5 years, I realized that I hadn't prayed to Allah. So I realized that I'm going to hell because I have to make up all missing prayer by praying 60 times more. So I had to pray for 300 years to make up all missing prayers. And I realized that I'm lost. But thank God for Jesus Christ, who said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me," Jesus said. And He said, "Come unto me and I'll give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And thank God for Jesus Christ, who kept the law perfectly and without sin. And He willingly went on the cross and He suffered that terrible cross for us, that He went through sufferings and died on the cross, paid the penalty for our sins, and rose again victoriously and became the Savior of the world. So I was able to go to Australia, and my friend who was a Christian, he invited me to church. So I was able to go to church for the first time in my life, and they gave me a copy of the Bible, and I read the Bible, and I realized that this is not a book. This is something, someone, like a living person is speaking to me. And it was just feeding my soul and just satisfying my heart and my soul. I knew that there is something in the Bible that I needed desperately. And thank God for Pastor Keith Piper, who shared the gospel with me. And he told me about the sin that we have, the sin problem, and the punishment for sin, which is hell and lake of fire. And he told me that the Lord knew that we all have sinned against Him, but He made a way of escape for us from hell so we can be saved from hell. He told me that plan was that Jesus Christ came, died on the cross and to save us. So He said, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, He'll save your soul and He'll take you to heaven when you die. So I prayed. I said, "Lord Jesus, I understand that You're not a prophet, but You are the Almighty God, that You died on the cross for my sins. Lord, I confess my sins to You, Lord. And I believe that You died on the cross for my sins and rose again. Lord, would You save me from hell? Would You take me to heaven when I die?" So when I prayed that in Jesus' name, I realized that a big things happened to me. My life was changed. I was a new creature in Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I was a new creature on 29th of August 2009. Jesus saved my soul and I became a child of God. I was rejoicing to be saved, just shouting for joy that the Lord accepted me to his family. So I was a child of God, not anymore child of the devil, as Bible tells us that those who are not saved, they belong to the devil. But thank God for Jesus Christ. He wants us to be saved. So the Lord called me to Bible college there in Sydney, and I was able to graduate from there, and the Lord called me to plant a church. So I planted a church in 2012, ministering to Farsi-speaking people in Sydney, and led over 500 Muslims to the Lord by his grace through the power of the gospel. And this year, early 2018, the Lord led me to come to the States and preach the gospel through media, because he knows that Iranians inside the country need to hear the gospel. And a lot of Iranians are seeking the truth, especially young generation. Over 60% of population of Iran is under the age of 30. So they are young people, and most of them hate Islam because they can see that Islam destroyed our country, brought poverty and corruption to our country, and many of them are educated, looking for jobs, and they can't find any jobs and no opportunities, no freedom. There's oppression by the government, which is Islamic government. So this young generation, they're seeking the truth. They know that there is a God. There is a higher being. So they want to find him. And when you preach the gospel, you tell them about the love of Jesus Christ, many of them say, yes, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. So the Lord called me to come and preach the gospel. So I was able to preach and record 90 sermons in one of the studios in Atlanta, Georgia. So this week, actually, the Lord enabled us to broadcast into Iran via satellite TV. And so I'm just praying that the Lord would use those sermons, the gospel messages, that many young people and older people can hear the gospel and get saved. So the Lord has been so good to me and good to us, all of us, that he's been using us. Because when I got saved, I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, I want to serve you. I don't want to be an average Christian. Would you use me, Lord? So I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he started using me. And I was able to lead many to the Lord in Sydney, 500 Muslims, and only 3 of them rejected the gospel. That's how they are very open and receptive to the gospel. They want to get saved. So would you pray with me, please, and just pray that the Lord would send many laborers, many preachers, that they might preach the gospel to Iranians, to many Muslims in Middle East, because they seek the truth. Many of them realize that Islam has no answer, so they want to get saved. Would you pray with me that many might come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and have eternal life? I appreciate you so much.
Amen. You know, as you were talking here, Brother Jeremy, I couldn't help but think of the fact that so many times we have in our mind impossible situations. I can't think of a more impossible sounding country than Iran. You know, we look at the news, we see what's happening with these things, and we think, if there are any people on planet Earth that would not get saved, it would be them. But I love how God takes things that we think are impossible, and he brings to our attention someone who is just plain believing God, who's believing that what God says is true, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and is in simple faith, surrendered to the Lord, going and doing what would have been impossible. And, you know, this is an encouragement to me. Young person, you might have somebody who lives in your street, and you think it's impossible for you to reach them. Maybe they're Muslim, maybe they're not. But I want you to know, the answer is not for us just to go around and say, oh, well, it can't be done. No, our answer is to yield ourselves to Jesus, to surrender to Him, and to go depending on His power. Oh, we might get creative sometimes, but God will use you as you simply yield your life to the work, as you depend on Jesus and go and open your mouth. He will use you to break down impossible barriers. Thank you so much, Brother Jeremy. That was a blessing. And thank you, young people, for listening to the Generation Podcast. Never forget that young people who live a life of total surrender and total dependence can turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.